A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers and sisters. There was a group of about 120 persons in the one place. He said, "My brothers and sisters, the scriptures had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was a guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was numbered among us and was allotted a share in the ministry. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his encampment become desolate, and may no one dwell in it, and make another take his office.' Therefore, it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, become with us as a witness to his resurrection." So they proposed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who is also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two men you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry, from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Some people say that the commandments are too strict and they actually take away our freedom. But the Gospel tells us a different story. Jesus associates his friendship, his love for the Father, his love for the apostles, and his love for us in the same way. So the commandments become for us a way to join Jesus on his way to the Father. And so as life goes on, it's a question of loving God and God loving us. So it's not taking away our freedom, but it allows our freedom to seek the greatest love.